cozy down well-worn paths to its tall neon sign. We theorized visitors might be lured by the sound of rising music or the scent of smoking beef, or they might accidentally stumble through the surrounding trees, or even catch a ride through time in Sandy June's food truck. But all you need to do is turn the page.
Maybe it starts. Kate Hart. Maybe it starts with the cellar. Maggie hates the cellar. Not just because it's dark and wet and full of spiders and who knows what else. And not just because it's always scary weather that necessitates entering its depths. She hates the cellar because it almost made her parents get divorced. When they moved out of their apartment into a real house, Dad wanted a smaller, cheaper one that came with a basement. And he told Mom he'd only buy this one if she agreed to use her tribe's assistance program to get a shelter installed. Whether Mom objected more to the help itself, or the fact that her non-Native husband called the Chickasaw Nation her tribe, her parents didn't speak to each other for days. And even after they bought the beautiful house in the Fayetteville Historic District, the cellar felt like code for dark, unsettling times. So Maggie really does not want to go to the cellar. She could just stay in the house. Her parents are gone on a weekend getaway to Kansas City, and they'd never know. But the rules have been drilled into her since childhood. Fayetteville is Tornado Alley adjacent, in the Arkansas Hills just east of the Oklahoma border. And since her parents are Okies by birth, they take the frequent watches and warnings seriously. The wear systems seem to break up and go around the mountains. But you just never know when the weather will roll a strike. And at the moment, it sounds like a wild night at Ozark Lanes all around her. Even a warning doesn't mean she has to go to the cellar, though. The real indicator is the local newscaster. If they name your town, pay attention. Your neighborhood, put on your shoes. Your street, get your butt underground. And they definitely mentioned the Fayetteville Historic District. So Maggie takes her butt outside to the cellar, along with her phone, even though it's almost dead. Pausing on the porch steps, she checks one more time to see if Mom has apologized. Ha. Or sent a text pretending nothing happened. Much more likely. But there's no, ow! She grabs her head. It's hailing. Muttering profanities, she races across the lawn to open the cellar door, holding it cracked to watch from inside. Hail piles up into ice drifts, growing from pellets to ping pong balls. When a gust yanks the handle out of her grasp, she decides to batten down the hatches, latching it behind her and inspecting her surroundings via phone flashlight. Not much to see, just concrete walls with a built-in bench. It's not a real cellar. No shelves for preserves or rations for nuclear fallout. Just a temporary safety pod. Running a hand through her wet hair creates a grim mental picture. Emerging from the shelter to find reporters in the neighborhood, trying to interview her while she looks like a bedraggled cat. At least she's dressed and not in her PJs. The same meme makes the rounds every storm. Tornado season PSA. Bras on. Teeth in. Crash! She shrieks as something hits the door with bone-rattling impact. The wind wails impossibly louder, throwing debris against the door like a machine gun. This is why Mom used to add bike helmet to the storm list when she was little. A mattress over the bathtub only protects so far from blunt force trauma. She hasn't been this scared of a storm since she was a kid. Maggie sits on the hard bench and wraps her arms around her knees. This storm is bad, she types, just in case Mom gets a weather alert. I'm safe in cellar. The text won't send. Crap. Nothing will load at all. She scans the floor for the weather radio, but Dad took it out to replace the batteries, and it hasn't made its way back. She should have brought a flashlight. She hopes the damage isn't too bad. She hopes the neighbors got somewhere safe. In the dark, all alone, she can admit. She's also a little grateful Mom can't stay mad after a storm like this.